Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday, or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to another edition of At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today is October 26, 2014, and we're continuing our theme of music in the spirit of Halloween. In preparing for last week's show, I had found several works that fit the theme, but I could not play all of them in one show, so this is Volume 2 of Music for Halloween on At the Organ. In 1896, French native Paul Ducas was so impressed with a poem that was written by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe called The Sorcerer's Apprentice that he composed a symphonic poem by the same name. It became Ducas' most popular work, and thanks to Walt Disney's use of the piece in the movie Fantasia. Now, the work has been an inspiration for that 1940 Fantasia film, the film Fantasia 2000, and also for the 2010 Disney's film The Sorcerer's Apprentice, starring Nicolas Cage. Conductor Leopold Stokowski's recording of the selection for Fantasia was the first use of stereophonic sound in a film, which led him to receive an Academy Honorary Award on February 26, 1942. Stokowski and his associates were presented the award for the unique achievement in the creation of a new form of visualized music, thereby widening the scope of the motion picture as an entertainment and an art form. Now, Peter Richard Conte is a Grand Court organist for the famed Wanamaker organ at Macy's Department Store in Philadelphia. He has two radio shows of his own that broadcast his music from the Wanamaker organ, and this is the organ he used to record The Sorcerer's Apprentice in 2006, available on his album entitled Magic.
Thank you.
You are listening to At the Organ.
French composer Léon Boleman had a relatively short life. He died at the age of 35 of tuberculosis. While he did not have a chance to compose a lot of music, he did compose one work that has secured his place in classical organ music history, the Suite Gothique, which he composed in 1895. Now, the Suite Gothique consists of four parts. The first movement, the introduction chorale, is in C minor. It's made up of harmonized choral phrases that are first played on block chords on the grate and pedals, and then repeated on piano on the swell. The second movement, the Menuet Gothique, is in three-quarter time and C major. The third movement, Prière en Notre-Dame, is in A-flat major. It rarely uses dynamics above piano, and this movement is often played at weddings. And the fourth movement, the Toccata, is the best known of the suite. This movement returns to C minor, ending with a full organ. Organist Gordon Turk from St. David's, Pennsylvania, spends his summers in Ocean Grove on the New Jersey coast, playing the beautiful pipe organ in the 1894 auditorium there. The organ had some recent work done to it, adding new ranks of pipes and refining others. Three of his four released albums were recorded on that organ. The organ was built by Robert Hope Jones, an Englishman who emigrated to this country in 1903 and opened his own factory in Elmira, New York in 1907. The company received major financial support from Samuel Clemens, also known as Mark Twain, who was a member of the board of directors and a great admirer of Hope Jones. The instrument was dedicated on the evening on July 3, 1908, by concert organist Mark Andrews. The new ranks were added in 2007 for the organ's 100th anniversary. Today, the organ consists of five manuals, 189 ranks, and 11,561 pipes. In 1999, Gordon Turk released his first album of music called French Spectaculars on the Ocean Grove Auditorium Organ and included the complete Suite Gothique by Léon Boleman. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ, a production of the Oregon Media Foundation. Visit our website, attheorgan.com, to listen to this episode and past episodes. You can post comments and feedback on the show, and there are links to the various music, artists, locations, and events as mentioned on At the Organ. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week.
At the Organ is a production of the Oregon Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.